Greg Anderson on Quark's a 651.9 in final qualifying. Everybody was really looking to step up, but you're the only one who was really able to take advantage of the better conditions here on Saturday. Walk me through that run. Did you get all of it?
That one was very good. This morning we were a little disappointed. We definitely missed on the morning one, which obviously everybody did. We should have all run better this morning. I expected a whole bunch of cars to pick up on the second run, and still several apparently missed it, Joe. But we hit it pretty good. Didn't leave a lot on the table on that one. That's the way we should have run in the morning, and pretty darn close to a perfect run. So I'll take that, and a great day at the office. We got all the points they had to give today. So that's what you call a great day at the office. Day two down, success. Day one, success. Day two, and big question mark on day three. We'll see if we can make day three a success tomorrow.
Fernando Quadra, first round. Nobody's easy in pro stock. It's so tight out there. Just talk methodology. How do you prepare for someone like Fernando?
Well, what you got to do, and you got to find a way, and it's hard to do. You have to forget about who's in the other lane, period. It doesn't matter if it's Fernando, if it's Erica. It doesn't matter who it is. You got to find a way to race your own lane and your own side of the Christmas tree and just do the best you can, because any distraction you get, whether you're thinking about the other person in the other lane or you're watching them on the way down the racetrack, you're going to cost yourself ET. So the best game plan you can have is to forget about who's in the other lane. Don't even look over there. Act like you're out testing. You're making a single round, and stage that tree like you're making a single test round, and focus on down the racetrack and blind out beside you. But if you can do that, then you're going to be better off. So that's what the game plan is. That's what I try to do every run, and try to do it again tomorrow.
Talk a little bit about the journey that this year has been with the milestones, and having a quick and fast car and trying to earn a fifth championship. Just a lot going on at once for the driver, team owner. You're trying to find power. How has it been dealing with all of that?
Well, it's put a smile on my face all year long. First of all, every race I've gone to this year, I've had a chance to win. And you can't say that every year. You can't say that at every race you go to. Usually you usually get some clunkers in there where you just don't have it, your car's not right, or you're not driving right, whatever it is. Every race we've been to this year with this car, it's been on point. The car's been great, and I've said to myself, I've got as good a chance to win this race as anybody. And like I say, that's not an automatic, it's not a given. So when you get that, you got to be happy. So I've been happier than heck all year long. I really wish I could have closed the door at a few more races this year and had a few more wins, but that just tells you what this class is. Anybody can beat anybody, and no matter how good your car is, that gives you maybe a hundredth advantage on some guy in the other lane. That's nothing. So that goes away in an instant. So you got to execute. You got to be perfect every time, and still got to have luck on top of that to win an event.
Trying to pad your own stats, trying to win another championship, but you're also doing something this year that is kind of special in that you are mentoring some young racers. Kyle Koretsky getting his first win for the Koretsky family. Of course, Dallas Glenn. What has that experience been like? They have said that it has been priceless for them to learn from you. What about your side of it?
Well, I'm proud of the racers they've become, and the way they pay attention and the way they watch what goes on. And they didn't need a lot of learning, a lot of teaching, to be honest with you. They just pay attention to everything that goes on, and they pick up quick. And they're like rubber. They bend and they flex, and they never get out of the game, and they can bounce back in a hurry. So it's impressive to watch. I guess I wish I could be that elastic. They're fantastic. So something about being young. Wish I could channel myself back to my younger year, but I guess I can't. I'm going to have to live on the experience part of it and hope that gets me through. But it's tough going up against these guys. As I said, they're a win waiting to happen, every single one of them. And I can name on down the list, and the list just keeps going. You can't pick a favorite anymore. And I feel great because I qualify number one, but it's such a slim edge, it's such a slim margin that anybody can still win. So you got to be perfect every time you go on there tomorrow, on the tree, with the car, with the clutch, with the engine. Otherwise, you go home. And on top of that, the good Lord above's got to be watching over you. You've got to have some luck.
Congratulations. Will we ever see Cody Anderson drive a pro stock car?
I'm going to say there's probably a pretty good chance about that. As I get older, I haven't lost my interest in it yet. I haven't lost my desire to win, but I know that day's coming soon. I don't know if it's 6 days from now, Joe, or 6 years from now, but it's coming soon. And when that happens, hopefully I can give him the opportunity, because he's paid attention too, and he's learned a lot in the last couple of years. And these kids, they soak it all in, and they learn, and once they get inside the car, it's like duck soup to them.
Greg, good luck. Congratulations. Big win. Go chase that milestone.
We have a question from our
group. Oh, media member. Yes, Elon Werner, go.
All these young guys, how much, you're mentoring them, but how much does that make it even more challenging for you? You're one of the most competitive people ever in this category. So seeing these younger drivers out here, how much does that fuel the fire that you've almost got 100 wins and you're trying to reinvent your competitive fire, but how much does that come into play in the countdown for a driver like you that's done so much?
Well, they've absolutely pushed me to find a way to be better. I've had no choice. I don't have a choice. I have to find a way to be better and find a way to cut a light out there, or I go home, regardless of how my car runs. So, you know, they're just, they don't fear anything. And I do. I know what they can do. I see what they can do every day, and I don't know that I can do that every day. So it's a scary thought. And you roll up there wondering, you know, if I don't find a way to have the best possible light I could possibly have, I'm going home, regardless of how my car runs. So it's a scary feeling.
Have you shown them everything?
No. No. Nor will I.
Additional questions, K-Mac? Got some?
You want to drive one of those?
One what?
Mountain motor car.
They'd be fun. They'd be a lot of fun. That wouldn't be fun. Oh, God, hang on. That wouldn't have been fun. But that would be cool, Kev.
You can miss the shift by 100.
You know, I've said it a million times. I don't care to get in a pro mod. They look like just complete chaos, disaster. But I'd like to try one of them once. Yeah, they're still obviously a handful, but, you know, can't be that far from, I guess, what we're doing, except that one I just saw.
All right, Greg, congratulations. Thank you very much. Good luck on race day.